T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm pretty damn good. How about yourself?
I'm great, man. No problems.
Glad to hear it. Mm-hmm. How's life? How'd everything go yesterday or last night? Did you have stuff last night? Sports stuff? Sports-related stuff?
What did I have to do last night?
I thought it was something with your eldest, if I recall.
Oh, did he have his first... He was supposed to have his first game, and they canceled it.
Oh, they canceled it. Okay, all right.
Everybody got out there.
That's when they did it?
But I mean, maybe they didn't know. You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't know.
Was it raining or something?
The field was wet from all that day before. Well, baseball's weird because you can't play in the dirt.
That also seems like something that they would tell you, they'd know before. Like, hey, we went out here and checked it, and it's wet. Like, are they hoping it's going to, maybe it'll dry up enough in time.
It would take a couple hours before, at least. They'd be like, yeah, this doesn't get any better.
That was supposed to be his first game?
His first game.
Yeah. Okay. And for people that don't know, I think a lot of our listeners know, but you guys are kind of a baseball family. Well, you and your eldest, especially.
Yeah, my youngest plays, too.
And your eldest has been on, I don't know how many different teams by
now. He plays
on
a lot of teams,
Yeah, he's been on a lot of teams. And now this is like, he's in high school. This is kind of the real deal.
Kind of
that teenager... baseball, like he's still playing. I think at
it's
this
so
point,
different now,
a lot of
though.
People would have quit. So many kids are done by the time they get to this point. He took it seriously, and so he's stuck with it now.
So he'll play.
Yeah. And what do their uniforms look like? Just like they did before? There's no big change?
No, it's just a high school uniform. I mean, he plays for high school.
Okay,
now.
So it does have the high school name and all
that.
Yeah,
and
there's
no sponsors on it.
Okay, and so it just looks like there's no sponsors or anything on it.
No.
Okay. Because this just it reminds me of when we were talking about your schools in Michigan the other day and not having baseball teams or football teams in junior high. And then when you got to high school, you had the teams, but you also said some teams still had sponsors
on them.
And
then, honest with you, I just heard a rumor today. It's so funny that we were talking about it yesterday that my kid's middle school is going to have a football team in the eighth grade. It'll be their first year when my kid gets to eighth grade.
Wait a second. So it didn't already have one?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I thought for sure that it did. Okay. I don't understand. So where I grew up, they had the football teams. Both of the junior highs had them. I guess all three of them had them. My brother played in junior high. My friends played in junior high.
I guess it's going to be the first year when he gets to eighth grade, I guess.
Okay. So when you said that they didn't have it in Michigan, I thought, well, that's weird. It must be a regional thing. But I thought for sure that your kids had it in Johnson County. That is crazy. Okay, so now they're going to get a football team.
That's what they say. I don't know if that's true or not. Somebody texted me and told me that. Well, my kid told me that. So
well, that'd be interesting because there's, you know, I feel like football is kind of youth football is kind of at a crossroads right now.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I'm happy that they did it. I think it'll be good for them, and I let my kid play. But it seemed like an odd time to. It seemed like people would be taking that away.
Exactly.
More than,
that's what I'm thinking.
Whatever.
But hey, I'm. I have mixed feelings about it. I understand the reservations.
Yeah.
But also. You know, it's kind of that whole how much risk in life do you want to get rid of? We have risk every day. That's what we do. Because there are certain things we want to do that would take risk. Right. We could lower risk for all kinds of things in life. Like we could lower the speed limits, right?
And look, I get it. But there's you have to look at the other things too. You know, what are the benefits of it?
Exactly.
Well, you know, if he plays football, he works out 4 or 5 times a week. He's not at home. He's not in trouble.
He learns teamwork.
Right. He's, out with other kids who, are putting in at least that effort.
How to get along with people. Absolutely.
And they're also, somewhat motivated.
Yep.
They have to get good grades or they can't play.
Yep.
Right. So
yep. I remember hearing the football coach at my high school yelling at some of the guys as I was leaving to go to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, These other assholes in your grade are going to go home and sit and play on their PlayStation sit on their ass and whatever. We got work to do. And I was like, oh, God, that's what I'm about to go do.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that stuck with me. I was like, yeah, I guess those guys, they should be able to put that on their resume. You know, when they go out job hunting that says, I played sports for this many years on this many teams. Because that shows something, right?
It shows that you're willing to do it.
Right. And that you're willing to stick with it.
Right.
And whatever. You go through different bosses, so to speak, with the coaches.
Right.
And that you didn't quit. Because I would guess that, I don't know what the percentage is. I'd say 90% is a safe bet of kids who play sports when they're little that quit by the time they're teenagers. Most kids, I don't know, do most kids play some sort of organized sport? It seems like parents, even if they're not into it at all, like my
especially
parents,
when
like, find
little.
Something. Yeah, right? Like soccer or...
Yeah.
And soccer's still... I know when I was a kid...
Everybody plays soccer when they're a kid.
Yeah, and that's still a thing, right?
Yeah. Most of my boys played soccer when they were a kid. They quit. In elementary school.
Okay. So I think I quit when I was like 14. A little too late. I should have, probably quit.
No, by that time, just stick with it.
Yeah, but I was still doing Parks and Rec. I wasn't, at that point. I don't know about if we had a team in a soccer team in junior high. No, we had a football team.
Right.
And I've heard a lot of people talk about in different parts of the country, they don't have those Parks and Rec leagues available anymore.
They have it.
Yeah, I know. A lot do. And I think we looked into yours. And the one that I played for, that recreational league still exists. But apparently it's an issue across the country that a lot of those things have gone away.
Well, yeah.
And, it's how a lot of kids stayed out of trouble and... All the things that you just talked about were through these Parks and Rec leagues because the other leagues, a lot of them cost money. Yeah.
They're expensive.
Go around and say, I think your kids got potential.
The amount of money I pay for my kids to play baseball is.
Right. But I get it. I get it, though, because it's the what if, right? Your kid wants to do it. You're not forcing him to.
He wants to do it.
And what
gets me more about him? The younger one is good at it, right?
Yeah.
The older one is good at it. He's good at baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever believes him.
When he says it?
No, whenever he starts a season with a new coach or anybody else, they're always like, Yeah, they just always doubt him. And I could see in high school it was happening already. They were like, boy. And he, we were coming home and he's like, I just would like once for them to believe me before the season. But he got out of the car and I said, well, what are you going to do? And he goes, what you told me to do since I was a kid. Prove them effing wrong again.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. So, to me, that's even more. Like, if it doesn't build to anything, that idea that he's now instilled in himself from 8 years old, like, I will prove this coach wrong again.
Right.
To me, that'll just help him if he becomes a comedian or an actor. You know what I mean?
Anything.
People say you suck at that.
Anything.
No, I'll prove you wrong.
Any
like, I always
job.
Just tell him, prove him wrong.
Yeah, no, and I would have, I assume as a kid, if they'd said, I don't know if you got what it takes, I'd be like, okay, see you later.
And then I sent him a thing yesterday because he was, a little bummed about it or whatever, but about people doubting him. And I just said, man, I think you might be past the prove him wrong. And then I sent him Roman Reigns and just said, you will acknowledge me. And then so that was our new thing yesterday. Acknowledge me.
But he's confident still, right? Like,
oh, yeah. I said, man, they're not shaking your confidence, are you? He goes, no, I know I'm that guy.
Okay,
they just don't know I'm that guy.
Yeah, I feel like he takes it really seriously.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between.
They were like, maybe you're not that good, whatever. And I have that batting cage in my house, and I said, what are you going to do? He was like, I'm going to go out and work.
Yeah, go practice, like he's been doing for quite a few years now.
Yeah, right.
It was like one day, all of a sudden, I'm going to start taking this stuff seriously.
Yeah.
Well, all of it, the fitness part of it, the practice part of it, every single aspect, and he stuck with that for a long time. It's cool.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I don't recall ever saying that I wanted to play the piano. It's maybe I did, but I know that I started taking lessons when I was like 6 years old, and I know that... I played all the way through high school. I took lessons. Like, as a high school student, I would drive to a piano teacher's house in the middle of the week after school, take my lesson, and go home. And I remember my mom telling me that, throughout the years when I was a kid, that the teacher said I had potential. I know that's not true. I saw what the other kids who were, taking instructions from the same teacher, I saw how good they were. I did not have potential. I struggled with it, wasn't good. And I don't recall ever wanting to do it. My mom forced me to practice every day. Hey, go practice your piano. You got to do it 30 minutes every day. And I didn't want to do it.
Right.
So then by the time it was over,
yeah.
It's like I totally just stopped. I've got a piano in my house that since I moved it into the house, it kind of got messed up. And that happens when pianos move.
Right.
You bring in a tuner. I've been there for 12 years. I've never had someone come in and work on it. Every now and then I'm like, maybe I should. But yeah. It's also like I look at that and I just associate it with, you know, something that every it was like homework. That I didn't really want to do. There's a big difference between that and your son wanting to play baseball.
He wants to play.
Looking up the
right.
stuff online.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, that's what I also got to make sure. Like, I still say, like, hey, man, let's just go out and play catch. Let's not worry about all that other
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work out and they cut you as a freshman in high school or whatever, and you still, you know, it's still baseball, man.
Right.
We still love it. We're still going to go to games. We're still going to play catch. Like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So let's just keep doing that. So
yes. And there's still leagues I know, at least, you know, when I played on that kickball league, they also had softball and baseball teams that were just, they're like Parks and Rec stuff
keep
for adults. Yeah, just keep playing.
Let's
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Did your parents force you to do any of that stuff when
Nothing.
You were a kid? Was there a thing? Nothing?
Uh-uh.
No sports were forced?
When I was in the ninth grade, well, no, but I mean, I played all sports. When I was in the ninth grade, I had never been cut from anything, and I tried out for the tennis team.
Okay.
I got cut.
And that hurt?
It pissed me off.
Okay.
Like, really, yeah, it stung. Like, it stung, and it was like, whoa. So, I came home, I told my dad. I'd never taken lessons or anything. I'd never taken lessons in any sport.
Yeah.
I said, I want tennis lessons. And he's like, well, I don't know how to. You know, my dad wasn't very
athletic. So, that's a reaction that you had.
So, my dad
of, I guess
called
this isn't
the
my thing.
Y.
Wow.
And I went and got tennis lessons twice a week. Well, this guy, I still remember him, Jack Kingsbury.
Okay.
And I went and
That's
took
a good name.
Yeah, I went and took lessons from twice a week at the YMCA. I went out in my 10th grade year and tried out for the tennis team, and they made me the number one doubles team.
Wow.
With a kid who was a senior who is might be listening. He's a judge in Westland, Michigan right now. What's up?
Yo.
Judge McDonald. And so he was like, we did it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing it. I quit. I was just so motivated to see if I could. I didn't even like tennis.
Right.
Like, I didn't even really want
totally
to do it.
I totally get that. I totally get that.
But it was just like that motivating factor of like, don't tell
Wait
me.
Wait a second. I'm not, you don't
you
think I'm
like
good
the guy
this?
From Lost, but don't tell me what I can't do.
Right.
You know? I know I can do this.
Right.
Well, that was it. So then, yeah, I did it. And I came home. My mom was like, did you make it? And I said, yeah. Because she was the one who lied and pretended like she liked sports.
Okay.
I was like, I made it. And she's like, oh, great. When's your first tennis match? I said, I quit. And she was like, what?
That's
and my
amazing.
Dad was like,
why did we do this?
We paid for lessons for a year so you could what? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Prove something to myself.
I don't want to do it.
It says
Stupid.
A lot about you today.
We'll go back up and play video games.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Oh, I was just looking at something. I don't normally see you chew gum. You
uh-huh.
know? Neither one. I mean, once in a blue moon. I'd uh-huh. say once every couple months I see you with a
nicotine
piece of
gum.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because I was... every now and then, someone will text in and say, like, you know, don't eat on the air. Don't do this.
Yeah.
I can hear it. And it's always been funny to me. It's like, why does that bother you so much? But I just saw this thing this morning, and it says that 1 in 5 adults, which seems like quite a bit, suffer from something called misophonia. Have
mm-hmm.
we talked about that before?
Yeah.
So that's the condition where you get angry at the sound of people making noises like chewing or breathing. Whatever it is, basically just living their lives. They're drinking out of a cup, and it really bothers you. They say 1 in 5, and this came out of Oxford, I guess, and they call it misophonia, but I've definitely had that before, but I feel like it's not about having whatever this condition might be. It's about the person that's doing it. If a person is making a normal noise, like breathing, drinking,
and
chewing, and it bothers
you, right?
Then it's because you don't like
it. I get
them,
it, yeah.
Right? I mean, like, I remember dating a girl that, when she would drink, it was kind of a gulp. And I was like, I can't, I just, why do
right.
you do that, right? But the truth is, it's because I just wanted out of there.
Right.
I,
exactly.
I wanted that relationship to be over. Now, there are things that bother me that bother a lot of people, but I don't think they cover that. It's not part of misophonia. Like, I don't like the sound of knives or forks touching the plate. That's one thing, but when people use
like a scraping?
Yeah, and then when people use their teeth.
But like this wouldn't bother if that was a knife.
No,
that's not
too bad. It's like that metal on metal or metal on that. On porcelain, that's not the worst. Yeah, so that's not great because you just hit metal on metal. But some people will use their teeth to scrape stuff off the fork. Maybe you do it. Do you use your teeth to scrape stuff off a fork, or do you use your...
No, that's...
Some people...
I mean, it wouldn't bother... Well, I don't know. It reminds me of tinfoil. For some
exactly.
reason, it's not, but...
No, it is. It's a metal utensil,
right.
And some people will... And, you know, I've got a family member who does it, and when you're sitting around the dinner table, and they... you know, go to get a thing of green beans and then they scrape it off with their teeth. I can't handle it. But you don't. I know we've talked about this before. You don't have a noise that bothers you. Your thing is the.
I dated a girl one time, and I don't know. I think we were drunk, newly into a relationship, years and years and years ago. And she was eating something, and she goes, does that bot like? Does that freak you out when I eat? I make a horrible noise when I eat, and I'm like, I didn't even notice. I didn't say anything. It was years later when I heard about this. I was like, whoever she was dating before, must have been tired of her ass, and been like, God damn, quit making that noise when you eat. Right. And then so in her mind, everybody would be annoyed by the way she eats.
After she pointed it out, did you notice anything? Because that's a risk there too. If you point it out, then I might notice it's something that I wasn't even thinking about before.
I'm like, you can smash them against your face, whatever. You got nice legs.
I don't care what kind of noise.
Like, I don't care.
And the thing is, I think if you really like a person, there are those things that, like, I dated someone who, in the beginning, there was a couple of those noises that I was like, oh my God. Like, what the hell was that? I just wasn't used to it, and it really bothered me. But over time, they actually became totally endearing because I liked the person.
Right.
So to me, and this guy at Oxford, the psychologist, says that, no, it's not just not liking the sound. He says, it's more than just being annoyed by sound. Misophonia can cause feelings of helplessness and being trapped when people can't get away from an unpleasant sound. Often, those with misophonia feel bad about themselves for reacting the way they do, especially when they are responding to sounds made by loved ones. More research is needed to understand what causes misophonia and how we can help people whose symptoms disrupt their daily lives. That, to me, if you're talking about you need more research and better treatment, someone who's got it way worse than I've ever had it. Sure, I've got those noises where I go, ugh, and I kind of cover my eyes. But if these people feel trapped and it's ruining their lives, that's like when you think you have anxiety and then you read about someone who had really bad anxiety. And like, so in school, I could never swallow because I was afraid I'd vomit. So I would spit it out. And they're like, oh, wow. Okay, so I'm not quite at that level. Same thing, I guess, with the sound thing. But even if it's not a sound, there could be other little triggers that annoy you about a person, something that they do, that you just go, and to the point where sometimes you might work up the courage to say something.
Right.
I think for me, like I said, if it continues to bother me, then I just know that, you know what, this person, obviously, I think I'm annoyed by this person. Also, you can just be in a bad mood. You can just be, I know you hate this, but I definitely feel like I can be in a bad mood. Hangry, bitchy, whatever, hormonal. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just feel.
You can be in a bad mood.
Yeah, I can be on edge.
But you can just say you're in a bad mood. I hate the people who say, like, oh, I'm hangry.
Right.
If I just had some chips, I'll be in a better mood. Well, just have the chips.
It was my ex who started saying that. She was like, you know, you're in a bad mood when you're hungry. You get hangry. I'm like, whatever. No, you're being annoying.
You're right. You're annoying because you're on your period.
Right. So.
Like it's the same thing.
Right. And that's why I say ambition.
Maybe I'm hungry and maybe I have every right to be pissed at you.
Yeah.
Maybe these are mutually exclusive things.
Both things can be true.
And I think having a hamburger isn't going to make me less pissed at you.
Right. And you know what? If it does.
It's not a hamburger. It's the time.
Exactly. It's a little bit of time and you shutting up, right?
And me being with something I enjoy.
Yes.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are you doing?
I thought this was good. People were discussing online things that they never thought they would do as an adult, but they ended up doing. So I was thinking about us because I was thinking about, you know, if we had this conversation, what are the things? But I know that as a kid, you liked sports.
I did.
You watched sports. You read about sports. You probably had, you definitely had a subscription to Sports Illustrated, all those things. And as an adult, I feel like you kind of like the same things. So there are a lot of things that, you know, as I read these, I'm like, yeah, I know people that do that.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think, like, of something that maybe really would surprise a younger version of me about what I do now. Now, I'm just saying, like, you know, be disappointed in myself or whatever.
Right, sure.
But, like, a specific thing. So these are things that people said. I'll give you an example. Like, some people said they never thought they'd be the kind of person to say, get off my lawn. Right. And then suddenly at this house, they're a little protective. Well, they've got neighbors that, you know, they have an issue with or whatever.
Right.
And so they end up becoming the get off my lawn guy. What movie was that? Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Quite a few people talked about getting married, that when they were kids, they didn't think they'd get married. I don't remember thinking about it much, but I don't remember ever saying, like, I'll never get married. I definitely thought as a kid, I remember thinking I won't make it to 30. I had that fear. Just like, I probably won't make it.
I don't think I thought about it.
Scarlet fever.
It's a girl thing.
I mean, I hate to say
it. A wedding's a girl's day.
Right.
I know people get mad, and I just make it quick because I've said it before and we can get on with this. But when a woman tells her friends, he asked me to marry him, if they're in love with him.
Yeah.
They all jump up and down and hug each other.
Right.
When a guy tells his friends, I asked her to marry me, they're like, yeah, man.
They say, are you sure?
Another fallen soldier.
Right.
That's the first thing someone said to me was like, damn, man.
Yeah.
Another fallen soldier.
I remember the whole thing. I remember talking to you about it, after work or out when we were smoking cigarettes, just like, and it does feel like, I think when, you know, for me, I feel like it was similar for you. You just kind of do the next thing that you think you're supposed to do. Right. So it's like, you know, buy a house, maybe have kids, you know, you get married, those different things that.
But just like head down one, you know.
It's good. Some of it's really good stuff.
Right. And, you know, I've heard the same before. My dad always used to say it, and I believed it for a long time. And then I heard, like, third-party perspective. And you're like, okay. But, you know, he always used to say, just put your head down.
Yeah.
And keep going.
Right.
Right? Put your head down and keep going. And then I said that to somebody one time, you know, in my early 20s or something. And they said, you know, yeah, sometimes you look up, you don't know where the hell you are.
Right.
And I was like, ah.
Talking heads.
Somewhere in my marriage, I just have kept putting my head down, and
how did I get here?
I don't know where I am.
Right.
Right. This is not my beautiful house.
Yep. Yep. But you and I both agreed that there's a lot of good things that can come.
Of course.
And a lot, not just those big decisions. It can be even smaller decisions. I think women in my life have helped to make me a better person and to do things that I should have done that I probably wouldn't have done on my own. I'm not anti-marriage at all. So I know some people as kids, I guess a lot of them apparently, just thought, I'll never get married. And then when they got older, they got married. Now, there is one.
I don't know what goes in that percentage, whatever.
Right.
I'm pontificating too much about how many of those people thought no one will ever ask me.
That's it, too. What was the reason
no one's ever going to ask me instead of the people? I mean, it would take a pretty bold child to be like, I like that single life, son.
Right. I mean, you're not thinking about
maybe
that
just
yet.
And kids who come from divorced.
That's true.
Families,
yeah,
right?
Maybe they think about it. Like, I hate that. I don't want to do that.
Right.
Or maybe they think I want to do it.
I was
out there
with my kids the other night. I was, you know, we were talking about marriage. I'm like, you guys can get married? They're both like, I don't know.
Right.
Well, they come from a product of a divorced family, so they see that it ain't great.
Right.
Or if you come from one where the marriage is great, you know. So I just told them, hey, the marriage that you saw and the way me and your mother behave, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Do better than that.
Right.
Like, it's supposed to be, don't use us as an example for what love is.
Yeah.
Because that ain't it.
Right.
That's not saying anything bad about her.
Right.
Not saying anything bad about me, but that's not what you guys see is not what it's supposed to be. Look at us like doing math wrong.
Right.
And being like, okay. And then go do math right.
Right. And so I think a lot of kids do that. You hear people say, like, I was a product of divorce, so I really wanted my kids to have, you know, the nuclear home or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm sure there are a lot of kids that are like, I was a product of divorce, and marriage looks miserable to me.
That's funny. Because then I said, well, you guys think I'll get married again? And they're both like,
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I'm not putting money. If I'm putting money on it, I'm saying no, absolutely. Right. But I don't even know. No one's going to take that bet. Because I don't know who's going to say yes.
Right.
Might as well get married again.
I surprise y'all, man.
Okay, so these are all things, again, that people are talking about they never thought they'd do when they were younger that they do as adults. And I did see one that I was like, all right, I do this. But I'm not positive that I would have thought as a kid that I wouldn't have been doing it. And that is dressing up your dog in clothes, you know, buying them Halloween costumes.
Okay. You do that.
Putting them in. Well, sometimes I get bored, you know, and the dog's bored. And I'm like, hey, and I've got one of those
little. Are you sure the dog's bored?
Yeah, I mean, he seems, you know, like, I want some attention. I'm like, well, I've got that little costume I bought you. Let's put it on and take some pictures.
He likes it?
I mean, you know, I don't think he fully understands it, but he likes that he's getting attention.
No, I don't think my cat ever, I've never thought my cat's bored.
Yeah, I mean, cats are a little different.
Just lays around.
I certainly wouldn't. Well, actually, I bought a Stranger Things shirt for my cat. I did. I've got a picture of it somewhere. I'll post it.
I did put
it.
A bow tie on him once.
Yeah, the bow tie collars, I bought him one of those, too.
Well, he needed a collar, so I got him a bow tie one.
Yeah.
It did look fancy.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. We put a scarf on our cat over Christmas, and we're like, that's good, but you can't go outside with it because it wasn't like a cat collar. So we bought the same thing online. There's like it came with a scarf and a bow tie, and they, you know, pull apart if they get caught on a fence. But I'm not positive that as a kid I would have said, no, I won't be dressing up dogs as an adult. I probably would have thought I wouldn't be doing that, I guess. I mean,
no.
If I looked at my parents and I'm like, they're adults, could I see them dressing up the dog? Absolutely not.
No.
So that's probably a good one for me. There's also people talking about food that they didn't like as kids, which I think is a good one, too, because there is a lot of stuff that as a kid, even if it's just vegetables, people talk about eating broccoli.
Well, you don't like them now, either.
Well, there are some things that you thought you didn't like. Like maybe as a kid, you thought sushi, you didn't like it, and then you realize later, oh, my God,
maybe.
This is so good. It's stuff that you don't really try,
most of the stuff.
Yeah, most of the stuff
you really don't like it.
Yeah.
But you're like, just eat broccoli.
Right. I need to eat
like
vegetables.
Nobody as a kid hated broccoli and then is like, you know what, man? I love it. You know what? When I get home, I'm just going to make broccoli.
Right.
That's not a thing. Just no. When you're a kid, you know, you can kind of get away with saying you don't like it because your parents don't want to fight you and you're not thinking about
your health.
I may die at 40.
Exactly. Bro. And then as an adult, you eat that broccoli and you think of it like medicine.
Right.
That's why you're doing it, which I understand, right. But I'm with you. I don't think your tastes change that much. You just realize, no. I should probably do this.
I think you get used to it. Like, exactly. Which is what my dad would say.
Yeah.
Just eat it like 5 meals in a row and your body will be like, this is fine. And right. I'm like, yeah, well. No.
Was broccoli yours? Was that one of your things?
Well, no. Beets. I hated beets.
I thought you loved beets.
I do now. I didn't know. They didn't
make
them pickled.
That's a good example. Well, there you go.
I hate pickled stuff.
Okay.
But then one time, you know, within the last 10 years.
Someone gave you non-pickled beets.
Oh, I said, you know what? Because I've always thought, like, I'm going to try something I don't like.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like relish. I don't really like it either.
I don't really. I got relish when you and I were at the ball game and we had those great seats and they had the servers that came out. I was like, you know what? Put everything. Put all the relish on there. I'll try it again. And I was like, ah, I shouldn't have done this.
Right, exactly.
I can eat it as an adult.
Right.
But I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But so then I bought a can of beets. I'm like, I'm just going to try them.
Yeah.
And I have them. They were awesome.
I don't.
But then I went back and got another can and I hated them.
And so the difference.
But the tastes were so different. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So I think the next time I went to the grocery store, I saw they had pickled beets and non-pickled beets. And I was like...
So which one do you like?
I like the non-pickled beets. I love them.
I need to.
I could eat them straight out of the can with salt and pepper. They're the most delicious things in the world.
I had no idea they had them in a can. Are they sliced up in the can?
Yeah.
Or they? Okay. I don't really know what they look like. Yeah. I don't think I've ever tried them. I had a cousin who would sit around and eat radishes. And he would
like
put
radishes.
Seasoning salt on radishes, and I tried that, and still not into it. For me as a kid, it was Swiss cheese. I hated it. Oh. And my mom was same thing. Just eat it. You'll get used to it. And eventually, one time, we had like a showdown at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
And she lied to me. I said, is there Swiss cheese in these things? Mm-hmm. Or some sort of enchilada thing that did not need to have Swiss cheese in it. But that's all she had, I guess. And she goes, no, there's no Swiss cheese. And I took a bite and I was like, oh. And she goes, oh, my God. I'm like, mm-mm. She's like, just eat it. So we had this whole, you know, showdown. And I had to sit there and eat it. And I ate it. And then I threw up in the kitchen sink. And she's like, you are so over... You know, it's like, I'm sorry, but I don't like you.
I know.
Why
I
do
try
I have
not to
like
that
it?
With my kids, but...
Yeah. Maybe
there
it tastes
are times
right.
where I'm like, just eat it.
Sure. If it's a lot of stuff, I could see that being annoying.
And it's not so much, but it is sometimes. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You try not to do it.
Right. Because
everybody's different. Too.
Yeah, and they might generally... Like, you might taste different to them. That's the thing I couldn't explain to my mom. I think it tastes different to me than it does to you, because you would not eat this.
Right. And it takes years you to figure that out.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's just a stupid cilantro thing.
Exactly.
Like, it tastes like soap to me. Well, maybe, I don't know, ketchup tastes like piss to him.
Exactly.
I don't know, right?
Things
like,
taste different
know,
to
right.
people. Absolutely. I think it's a lot, mostly it has to do with, you know, what you were experiencing
with others,
as a kid.
For others, you know, it takes it too, because it never bothered me, but my oldest doesn't, you know, he'll try a lot of things, but he'll be like, yeah, I don't like it. And I'm like, I don't get it, man. What don't you like about it? And then he has to tell me, he's like, it's not the taste, it's the way it feels in my mouth.
Consistency. That's how I'm with mushrooms. Yeah.
He's like, I don't like the texture of it. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know then. Whatever.
I'm the same with mushrooms. It's just like, they don't really taste like much of anything to me, but I hate the texture of them.
Right.
My brother was super annoyed that his daughters don't like artichoke hearts.
Right.
Because, you know, we love them, and you go to Whole Foods and get the good ones, mm-hmm. and they won't eat them, and they say it's a consistency thing. And I've got to admit that in my brain, I'm like, you have not actually tried this.
Right.
Because if you tried it, you would like it.
Well... My youngest now is on the kick where I'm almost the other way. Like, we just went to Subway the other day, and he always gets a steak and cheese plain.
Okay.
That's what he gets. Everything plain.
That's how I was
plain,
as a kid, too. No
plain,
lettuce.
Right?
Yeah.
But now he's starting to, like, just try stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I have to eat it, because so if I see him try something, I don't want to be like, dude.
You're not going to like it?
Just get it plain.
Right.
You're not going to like that.
Yeah.
Because I want him to try stuff. So whenever he orders something, I order what I don't. I'm like, mm-mm.
Just give me something plain.
I'll have the pepperoni. With provolone cheese, you want anything on that? Nope.
Just
because
leave it.
I'm going to eat that other
thing
steak
that he just
and
made.
Cheese with garlic aioli on it.
Right.
And it's gonna, like, that doesn't go together.
No, but he doesn't know.
No, so it happened.
At least he's trying.
Yeah,
when
so
I was
I
a kid, when I was a kid, and we went to Good Sense or whatever, I was like, just get me the meat and then the.
It happened
pepper.
Yesterday. He had the steak and cheese with garlic aioli, and then you know he's also at the age too where he knows that he tried something.
Yeah.
So then I could see him take a bite. He's like. He doesn't say anything, but he's eating it slower.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude,
there's
you don't like it. He's like, no, I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like.
Trying to be an adult.
Right. I'm like, no, you don't. He's like, it's fine. I'm like, ma'am, just take mine.
You don't have to eat it. Right.
I'll
don't
eat it.
You
he's
don't
like,
like
no,
it.
No. I'm like, and then I'll be like, look what I ordered. And he's like, oh, that's what I usually order. I'm like, because I knew you wouldn't like it, man. Just give me yours.
You switch. I mean, that's pretty young, though. I didn't start doing that till maybe around high school. And then you go out with friends.
Well, last night we went out to dinner. And after the garlic aioli thing, we went out to dinner that night. And I got a burger. Mm-hmm. His brother got a burger. And he looks up and he goes, I think I'll try the lobster mac and cheese. And I go, make mine plain. There we go.
Just leave it.
Just make mine plain, baby.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right. You're going to doom school in a minute?
Yeah, we got
Donald Trump get arrested?
Not yet. Not yet. Mm. But Biden ordered airstrikes. So I bet you never guess where. I'll give you a couple minutes to try and guess before we start the news. But we were just talking about autism.
A Kid Rock concert.
Well, that's no. I think if you
I've called it
if you were president,
it,
right? Yeah, you wrote the letter. Please, I haven't heard anything about that yet. I don't know if he's followed up on that.
Well, I've done it.
Remember the other day? I think it was this week.
NASCAR.
We were talking about, stop with the NASCAR. But there's plenty of people there that you like. I know.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, there's plenty of people in Nazi Germany that I'm sure
understand,
I
understand.
Like, but you know, they're casualties. It is what it is.
It's a lack of understanding. You know, just because you don't share the same hobbies. Now, the Kid Rock concert, he's made it pretty clear, right? Who he is. And
I saw Kid Rock in concert.
Yeah, but kind of before he became this white nationalist.
City. Oh, yeah. I mean
that was
young.
Like a later thing. I didn't understand.
Well, I will tell you, I was in line to get in, and I think it was at Kemper, and I heard this. Somebody go, Laszlo, and I go, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I turn around and I go, what's up, man? He goes, I don't tell anybody you're here if you don't tell them I'm here. And I'm like, that is a deal, my friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. That same thing happened to me. I went and saw Velvet Revolver. Remember them? Guns N' Roses with Scott Stapp.
I like Velvet Revolver. That was with...
Scott Stapp.
No,
not Scott Stapp. Stone Temple Pilots. I can't think of his
Scott
name.
Weiland.
Scott Weiland. Thank you.
You don't like Velvet Revolver? What's wrong with Velvet Revolver?
I mean, it was look, it was better better than a lot of things.
Theme song from Hulk?
It was kind of butt-rocky.
What was that song?
It was kind of butt-rocky. But I saw someone there who said the same thing. You know, they're like, Slim Fest? Oh, my God. You came to this show? It was actually someone that we work with. And I was like, well, yeah, we got the tickets, you know. And it was that feeling of like, let's just not talk about this. Maybe it was fine. And you know what? Looking back, it probably was. But I was young. I was worried that I would be judged. And I thought Velvet Revolver was kind of in that other camp, you know, closer to the Kid Rock camp. Slither, that was their big song?
The iconic Slash solo.
Okay. I don't remember.
What did I say? The smooth Slither featuring an instant recognizable McKeegan bassline, iconic Slash solo, and one of Weiland's finest vocal performances.
That was the song they played on the radio, right?
We had it in there.
I don't know how to use this. All right, here we go. Oh, there we go.
This is it.
This is it. You know, it kind of made sense, honestly, that they got him. It did somehow work, even though I thought of him as this kind of grunge icon. Because I really liked STP a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like,
he's
going to Guns N' Roses. But honestly, as I got older, as I am older now.
STP now?
No, I do. I'm saying that at the time, I thought, why is he going?
Love song? You listen to that song?
Oh, I love it.
Still good.
Lady Picture Show.
Oh, man.
They have so many great songs.
Pretty Penny was her name?
They have so many good songs. They even, when they put out that last album, they had that Cinnamon Girl or whatever it was called. They've got a ton of great songs. All I'm saying is that as a young person, I thought, oh, he's going to the other side. Why is he going to be with Guns N' Roses? It wasn't until I got into my 30s, I guess, at some point where I was like, you know what? I don't have to make fun of Guns N' Roses. And I started to appreciate that stuff a little bit more, even though it's still not necessarily my thing.
I do like STP.
And I feel like we became a little more, you know, open about texting each other when we were listening to Van Halen. But so anyway, I don't remember why we were talking about going to that show.
Anyway.
But I went to that show, and you went to a Kid Rock show.
I did.
Neither of those places that I know of have had any issues with Biden calling in airstrikes. But he did call in an airstrike, and that's what I was going to tell you about.
Discuss that coming up.
Yep.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
The order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We are doom scrolling, my
man. Let's do it.
So I wake up this morning, I see Biden has ordered airstrikes.
Yeah, where?
I was like, wait, what's going on? Who are we airstriking? Syria. Wait, what's going on in Syria? Oh, we have contractors there, and someone attacked them. Wait, who attacked them? The Iranians. It's like, what the hell is going on? It's kind of like the financial industry, right, or institutions. They know that if they make it complicated enough, we go, I don't get it.
And now we've gotten that. You know, it all just used to be the Middle East.
Right.
where we just did stuff and we're like, I don't understand why.
Right.
No, we just added the financial institutions to that.
Yeah.
Every 5 to 6 years, they're like, hey, you got to bail these guys out.
Right.
We're like, why? And they're like, because. And then people just start telling you you're not patriotic if you don't.
Right.
The same thing, like, why are we bombing Syria? And they're like, because it's been 5 years, bro.
Right, right.
Okay.
What's weird is, like, with the financial thing, you know, Peter Thiel and all those libertarian guys were like, you better get your money out. And then it gets covered. And I heard someone, I don't know who it was, but he said, just like, you've heard the saying, there's no atheists in a foxhole. He says, there's no libertarians in a financial crisis.
Yeah, right. That's
they all
true.
Want their money back.
Yeah.
So Biden's bombing Syria, but I guess that, you know, seems like it should be big news. It's some sort of retaliation for contractors that got hurt and killed. But it seems like, you know, more people are still talking about Trump.
The U.S. and coalition base was attacked in northern Syria. An American contractor killed by a suicide drone. 5 U.S. service members and another American contractor were also wounded in the attack Thursday.
Kamikaze?
I guess it was just a drone that goes and blows itself up.
Anymore?
I don't know.
I think they called themselves kamikaze.
I think so, but we'll just... they called this a suicide drone, so I guess it
goes... We're not allowed to say suicide.
Oh, right, I know.
That's what made me think. Yeah. Like, just call it a kamikaze. You're not allowed to say
suicide. He called it that.
The Pentagon saying U.S. intelligence believes the drone was of Iranian origin. President Biden landing in Canada late Thursday, ordering U.S. retaliation with what the Pentagon describes as precision airstrikes, hitting facilities in eastern Syria used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard.
Okay, so we're fighting Iran's Islamic Revolutionary
Guard. The Revolutionary Guard?
In Syria. We're fighting them.
Didn't Iraq have the Revolutionary Guard?
I thought it was Iran. I don't know.
What did Iraq have that was supposed to kick our ass?
Saddam Hussein? Al-Qaeda?
No, they had like a group of like their version of the Green Beret.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I don't remember what it was called.
Revolutionary Guard.
I'm sure you're right. All I know is I just remember Saddam.
What the hell?
Lots of talk about
I think I didn't even change. I just put out like it didn't even make sense. If I'm right about that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's like they won't remember that we call them a Revolutionary Guard.
It could be. I know they're our ally now, right? I just heard that the other day.
Iraq
is? Yeah, that's what they said. They said Iraq is our ally now. But
against the Iranians. Well,
what happened? What happened in Afghanistan was not ideal. Neither war was ideal. Looking back, this had the 20th anniversary or whatever, those first strikes in Baghdad. But yeah, at least the person I was listening to who sounded smart said that, well, Iraq is our ally now. But, you know, it's the other issues with Iran and Afghanistan, you know, the Taliban. So now I guess we're fighting Iran in Syria. Remember, didn't Trump killed some Iranian military leader? Remember that was a big deal? Because and then afterwards they bombed like an American compound or sent one of those shockwaves. Trump killed an Iranian military leader. Remember that? He ordered that guy be executed. So they killed him. I think they bombed him or something. Iran got mad, so they sent that. Remember that shockwave thing they sent over and hit an American base and it injured some guys?
When I was over there, my kid had to do a report on the United Arab Emirates. And I was like, well, I was there. You know, you can ask me a question.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, you know, which ones you're at? And I'm like, well, Dubai, Abu Dhabi. I was like, God damn, what was the third one? And I kept thinking about it, like, what was the third one? And it, you know, it's 3 minutes. And I'm like, Kuwait. That's why I was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But
the whole thing started.
I've just been over there so many different times.
Right. I know. So many different
things. I'm like, Kuwait. That's why it was Kuwait.
So here it is. I found an old CNN article. U.S. drone strike ordered by Trump kills top Iranian commander in Baghdad, Soleimani. Remember that?
That
was the big thing. And they're like, why would you do that? Now we're going to get into a war. And so I think, if I recall correctly, didn't Iran like send some sort of... It was like something that hit like an American base and some people, you know, got injured. I don't remember if it killed anybody, though. And then everyone's like, well, is that it? And that seemed to be it.
Gaddafi.
The whole Gaddafi thing, yeah, a lot of people probably don't even remember that, depending on how old our listeners are. It's been never-ending over there.
Well, so, you know, don't give them a break because of how old they are.
Who? People that are listening? I'm just saying, they might not remember seeing Gaddafi on the news all the time, and, you know, they're starting
to... who Abraham Lincoln is, and you weren't around then.
True, but there's, like you said, there's so much stuff that went on in the Middle East, and it's hard to get a lot of Americans to even know who their senators are, let alone, you know, leaders in the Middle East that were once allies and then turned into adversaries. Laszlo, just the other day, we were talking about autism. It was within the last week, and we were discussing, you know, people, more kids having autism, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the cause? I think you were talking about, you understood how some of those conspiracies started.
And
you're
I'm
like,
telling you, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I never have been. That's not me. But when I took my kids to get them, I thought about it.
Right, because...
like, do I want them to get this?
Suddenly they're...
what if I... because here's the thing. Like, and it's... to me, it's like the death penalty. I don't believe in the death penalty, but if you kill someone I love, I want to kill you.
Right.
Same thing. I believe vaccines are fine. I'll get them. But when you go to put something in my kid's arm...
yeah.
I have doubts about it, right? I can't, you know, it's an invasive thought, as people say nowadays.
Yeah, because
right?
They started talking about it. It became this big thing. And
I'm like, what if they're right? What if they are?
Right. And their question was, why are so many more kids...
granted, I got my kids a thing, and they're fine.
Why are so many kids diagnosed with autism? That's the question. What's going on? Why are more kids getting autism? So the CDC put out a thing today and said it's at the highest rate it's ever been. It's continued to climb. Like, but
the number's a lot, right?
They talked... it's gotten very high. So like in 2018... we were all the way up to 1 in 44. Now, I think in 2000 or something, it was like 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000. It was something really low. Now, by 2020, it was up to 1 in 36. But they had a doctor on the news, and they said, what is causing this? And he says he feels very confident in his response, it would seem, that this is about better diagnosis and recommending that parents have their kids checked, which we did not used to do. And they do it more often now and at younger ages.
Do we know what's driving the increase?
It looks like the majority of increase is because of increased awareness and screening. And that's happening right now. As a matter of fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics didn't recommend routine screening for autism until 2008. Mm. And now what they recommend is screening for autism at 18 and 24 months and developmental screening for all the other developmental milestones at 9, 18, and 30 months.
So they've just really continued to increase.
I don't love that.
But do you remember, I mean, I'm sure you remember in school.
I don't love it, of course.
Thinking back to kids, you're like, that. Now I look back, I'm like, he was probably autistic.
Right, yeah. But... more diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm. More screenings.
Right. There was probably, but let me say this. What about kids that you thought were funny, just a little off, but got along fine and everything, right?
Yeah.
Those kids will be diagnosed as being on the spectrum now, too.
Maybe. Yeah, they talk about how there's more research that's trying to understand.
My diagnosis doesn't just mean that you're diagnosing people that would have been diagnosed before,
right,
who are clearly on the spectrum. You could be diagnosing people... for that problem,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to get canceled. Issue, I don't know even know if it's a problem. I'm sure it's not a problem, and it's fine. But whatever that is, right?
Yeah.
You could be diagnosing people who would have never been diagnosed and never known it, and nobody would have even thought about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. More screenings, more criteria for those screenings. And,
right.
And like you're saying, people that you might have never even... thought anything. We just didn't talk sure. about autism, you know? Right. I graduated high school in 2001. I don't remember talking much about autism. We had kids now that I look back and I'm like, that kid probably would have been diagnosed. And maybe he had been. I don't know. But we just didn't talk about
it. I'm just wondering if I would have been diagnosed.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
So, yeah. Well,
of course.
But
me too.
Then the other part of that is, if you're just telling me, you're making it sound like it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, oh, we're just diagnosing it more. If you were to tell me something that clearly poses, again, I want to be good about this, poses challenges to life.
For an individual?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Happens at just about the rate of a roulette wheel.
Right.
I'd say that's an issue.
Sure.
I mean, what other thing is 1 in 36 ties?
Right. I get it. It's a high number. But like you said, they are also diagnosing more people that you wouldn't
have thought.
But still,
if you have
what's weird?
1 in 36. If one out of every 36 kids was born with something else.
The other thing, too, is it varies by location. So the CDC is trying to figure that out. Like in California, it's 1 in 22. So they're trying to figure out, is this about better screen? Is this about, you know, different regions? But the other thing, too, they talked about boys and girls. Boys are, I think they said, 4 times as likely. It affects way more boys.
There's got to be something for it.
They don't know exactly what it is.
And you know, that's the one that's kind of out there. And I don't know. I mean, you know, to me, the other one is food allergies.
Yeah. Well, they say they know what caused a lot of that. They changed guys. So I read this whole thing.
Like,
that
nobody was
different
allergic
years,
to peanut butter when I was a
right,
kid.
So
nobody.
They used to have guidelines that would say, you know, don't expose your kids to this stuff when they're infants. And they still do, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids. And then they would say, no, at this age you can introduce it. And a lot of baby foods would say for this age it would have things
in it.
There was a time when they thought we need to introduce peanut butter and peanuts later. So they delayed. They told parents don't introduce peanut butter.
This buys into the vaccine theory that some people have.
They've said we were wrong.
We got to be exposed to these things in order.
Yep, and they've changed it. They've changed it and said it needs to go back to the younger age.
Now I'm an anti-vaxxer,
and that's why there were a bunch of kids that.
I don't know how any of this works, but
right. But I mean, the vaccine, same kind of thing. You're getting exposed to it, which is So they changed it from the thing
I've heard people on Instagram say you're not really being exposed. So you got to be exposed to the real thing, and that's how we defeat it.
Right. But I don't. I'll listen to doctors and scientists.
Me too. Yeah, because I'm an idiot. But I'm all of it. What I'm saying, this little discussion right here, right, is very peripheral in the sense that we're just kind of talking about it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But when you're sitting in that room and the doctor goes to put the shot in your kid's arm, not yours.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That's where I understand. I'm not saying that I agree with people. I'm just saying that's where I understand all this noise.
You hear that voice in your ear.
Comes into play on the one thing that you love the most.
Yeah.
Right? That's where you're like.
You got Joe Rogan's ear in your ear a little bit. You're thinking about
all these things.
I hadn't thought of that. I don't have kids. So for me, they give me the shot. I'm like, that's probably one of the safest things that's been put into my body in the last week.
By the way, I'm got a nicotine patch.
Exactly.
Going to have a cigarette in a minute.
Yeah.
Give me the vaccine.
Give me the vaccine. Right.
But if I'm like, hey, I'm alive, but give all this to my kid?
Right.
No way.
Right. But I don't.
I know these things are proven to be bad for you. You understand my point.
Yes.
What I would do to myself or let other people do.
Is different, yes.
With no thought.
Of course.
It's different than what I would let my kid
do. That makes sense. I've just never really thought about it. Back to the autism thing a little bit. In Rhode Island, because this is news today as well, they have proposed this bill, and there were kids that went and testified who have autism. I don't know if you're supposed to say living with autism on the spectrum. I'm really not sure. I apologize. Someone can correct me. But there's a debate in Rhode Island. They're thinking about putting tags on people's cars that they could put on their license plate maybe, and it would say that they are autistic. And there are some people who are against it, like you're labeling us, we don't need to do this. But there are other people who are testifying saying, yes,
have to do it?
No, like they would want to have these tags. Right, exactly. But that's
why would other people say, I don't understand.
I'm not into this debate enough to know, why.
Why would other people say you can't do it?
Right. I think they're saying, why are we continuing to label more people? We're putting that label on people. That seemed like their problem.
I'm sorry, I'm on a tangent for some reason today, but if you told me you have to do it,
I'd be like,
that's not cool.
I didn't hear that.
What if I said, I'm autistic and I want it put on my driver's license because every time the cops come over and try to talk to me, they think I'm drunk and I'm not.
Right.
I'm all weird.
That's
right?
The point. It's for interactions with police.
Because that's how the police officer would think. Like, this guy's acting strange.
And that's what they're saying.
I'm not acting strange.
That's what it's for.
But why would you care if I had it?
I don't know, because maybe it has something to do. I don't know. Let's see what they say. Maybe I forgot.
This morning, controversy over special decals for drivers with autism meant to help keep them safe. A bill proposed in Rhode Island would allow drivers on the autism spectrum to add the word autism to their license or their vehicle's license plate. The decals would be optional. The goal is to ensure a driver with autism is not deemed a threat if they're stopped by police. A nonverbal teen with autism testified in support of the bill.
The goal is to avoid misunderstandings between the officer and the driver.
Okay, so he was using a computer or whatever to communicate there because he, what did they just, said it.
They've got to do it with other things. I'm just throwing this out. I don't know what it is. But say you have, I can't think of anything because I'm an idiot. Say you have, what's the thing that everybody's parents get where they can't feel their feet?
Oh, neuropathy.
So you have neuropathy or, MS or something, right?
Yeah.
You can still drive or whatever. They should put that on your license because then I think you could clearly say, I don't want to take the DUI test.
Right, or it at least explains why I'm not.
So I'm refusing to take everything, but because I refuse it doesn't mean you can automatically.
Right. They might do that. I don't know.
Right.
But
that makes sense, right?
It says this bill aims to ensure that an autistic driver is not perceived as a threat during a police stop. But opponents say that it could lead to harassment and discrimination. Quote, it is literally labeling us and putting us into a box rather than uplifting and supporting us.
But that was they're not saying Tim you Lachey. Have to do it.
Not that I've heard. It says, it just says they talk about who introduced it. And it says addresses the fact that people who are on the autism spectrum may struggle to communicate and may act in atypical ways if pulled over. As written, the bills would direct the Division of Motor Vehicles to work with Rhode Island Police Chiefs Association, at least one organization that advocates for persons with autism spectrum disorder, to design the following. First, a driver's license that is clearly marked with the word autism. Second, decals with the word autism, which are to be affixed to the vehicle in a conspicuous place. And the third one is blue envelopes printed with guidance about ways to enhance effective communication between a police officer and a person with autism spectrum disorder.
Well, I think as long as you don't force me to do it.
Right here, autistic drivers would not be required to get these special licenses or decals.
That's just, I
don't know.
I hate when people argue for something that, I don't know.
There's people with autism who are, you know, they're the ones who are debating.
The same reason why I'm pro-choice. The same exact thing. Quit telling other people what they can do and what they can't do.
Right.
This person wants to put that they're autistic on their driver's license because it makes them feel better and more safe in a situation.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Then just let them do it.
I don't get it. If they were forcing them to, I could see.
Right, you're like, we're going to put
they're
this on your license.
You're going to force a label on me? Yeah,
right,
go
yeah.
to hell. I totally understand.
Well, I can self-identify however I want.
But if I have
How about
this?
That? For all of the mistakes I made earlier, I just did good.
Careful.
What? I did.
Let's take a break.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We are going to finish doom scrolling here in a little bit. So now this is the big question because you've, I noticed, you know, you've cut back a little bit, obviously, on smoking because I haven't seen you smoke today and I noticed a lot of nicotine replacement stuff sitting over there.
I do.
So this is normally when you go take a break. Is that, are you going to do that still?
Yeah, I'm going to have two.
Okay. So you're limiting yourself.
Well, like I leave my cigarettes somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I can't do that.
Right.
So like last night I left them in the car. Well, I really wanted, I could go get them.
Sure.
But just a little bit more of a hassle.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'll take two down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have two. And then, you know, I won't bring them up. Then I have to come up and then go down. Make it more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Although I've had enough gum, I don't really want one, so I'm just going
to
do
it. That's good, though. Right. And then maybe when you had the cigarette, what happened to me, at least, is you go, like, there's not enough nicotine in the cigarette. And you start to think, like, I like the other stuff better. And you just get hooked on all the replacement stuff for this. You're like, well, we got to finish the news here in a minute, and there's something you're going to love about North Korea. They're in the news again. You know, we don't know if this is true or not, but boy, oh boy, they claim to have quite the instrument of war that they've come up with.
Really?
Yes.
We're going to send Seth Rogen over there?
We'll talk about
it. Still one of my all-time favorites. Like, that's a...
What a crazy story, that whole thing.
That's cinema, though, right?
What, with the interview or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
And the fact
such
that...
Such a movie. If you haven't seen it, my God.
Read the Wikipedia.
Five out of five for me. It's up there with Get Hard.
Well, we're not going to talk about Seth Rogen, but I will tell you about this new instrument of war. It's something. Please don't look it up until I tell you.
I promise.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yeah. All right, we're finishing doom scrolling.
All right, let's do it.
Remember COVID? You remember that, right?
What was it called?
COVID. And then you remember long COVID?
I don't remember.
There was long COVID that people would get. Some people had... you know, symptoms that wouldn't go away for a long time. Sometimes it was even those cold-like symptoms. But for a lot of people, they lost their sense of taste and smell. And there are people that actually we know someone who had long COVID. I haven't talked to him recently, so I don't know if his taste ever came back. But his taste was gone for a year the last time I checked.
Right, yeah.
And if your taste and smell goes, they say it's a real problem because like if the milk in the fridge is sour, they don't know. Obviously, food doesn't taste good. So now they're trying to figure out, we've got some treatments for people that get COVID, right? We've got vaccines for COVID.
Right.
Now they're trying to figure out, how do we help these people who have long COVID that lost their sense of taste? So they've got this new experimental treatment, okay? They tried it, and there's a video you can watch online of this woman. She's in the hospital. They did this treatment, and then they go up to her, and they give her this cup, and they ask her, can you smell this? And it's almost like seeing one of those videos where the kid has the, what do you call it, cochleal implant?
Okay.
Am I saying that right? Where they hear for the first time? Now, this experimental procedure seems to be working, and this woman is able to smell, and it brings her to tears.
Let's see if you can taste. Now, we're going to give it some time. Like, remember, there's still the other side that we have to test.
Yes.
We just want to see if there's any change at all.
Okay.
And this might be really early, so we'll just, you know, it's okay. Just smell it first. See if you can smell it.
I can smell.
Is it, normally, would you be able to smell it?
Oh.
Okay, so if you watch that video, I mean, she is absolutely in tears. It is like someone, almost like someone hearing for the first time, right? She hasn't had a sense of smell since she got COVID. She's got long COVID. I forget about it. Also, I've had COVID, I think, at least twice. Both times I had it, I did not lose my sense of taste or smell. I don't know what the percentage of people is that lose it, but I do know my sister-in-law, she lost a sense of smell or taste or both. I don't remember. But it, she got it back slowly as the COVID started to go away. So it only lasted maybe about a month or something. I think a lot of people, that happened. But these people who have long COVID and seem to have permanently lost their sense of taste and smell, that's a problem. And so now researchers at the National Institute of Health have turned their focus on treating long-term effects of COVID-19, including the loss of taste and smell, a symptom affecting a significant portion of those who recovered from infections. They said, we've long known that COVID can wreak havoc on our sense, loss of smell. One of the easiest symptoms of COVID to be identified in the early stages of the pandemic was when we said, hey, I'm losing my sense of taste or smell. Then you knew. Like, I don't even need the test. I know it's COVID because I don't remember a flu or a cold that we had, a virus before that, where people said, oh, yeah, you lose your taste. Maybe there was.
I always did whiskey.
Just see if you can smell it.
I'd smell it and then take a shot. And I'm like, nope, no COVID.
Well, it says here in December, Congress approved a $1.15 billion 4-year study on the long-term health consequences of contracting the virus, including any increase in the risk of chronic heart and brain disorder. Because it wasn't just sense of smell. Some people talked about long COVID and they felt like their brain never got quite back to where it should be. It was foggy. You and I have talked about that.
I think it changed me, but it could be in my head.
I don't know. But they're also looking into
different.
That. Yes, and so they're also looking into that. Obviously, people had heart issues and things they want to see if they can fix it. So it says this person from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, they're working on this, and you can watch the video of this woman smelling for the first time. Scientists are smart, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they figure this stuff out. I'm glad they're smart people. If the world, if I was as smart as you get, you ever think about that? What would the world be like if I was as smart as it gets? We would be struggling.
Right. Well,
struggling. Yeah. I mean, we'd still be losing to a lot of animals.
And don't shortchange yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've always said, I am so glad there's people out there who figured out how to build a bridge.
Yes, and an airplane and all those things.
An aircraft carrier that floats in the water that's made out of metal.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. Right, and long COVID and scientists and all these things. Yeah. But you know what? Maybe, you know, while you're doing all that stuff, you're stressed and freaked out and life's hard and you're smart and you just need to laugh a little bit. I'm just your court jester, baby. We all have a role.
That's why we're
here. That's it.
Yes.
Look, the king needed to laugh sometimes after he had to kill his wife and take over a country, right?
Right.
But so he called in the clown. I'm the clown.
I'm glad that there are these smart people that are doing these smart things.
All I'm saying
it makes my life a lot better.
They're probably glad you're here.
Well, I appreciate that.
See what I'm saying?
I appreciate that for sure. I'll tell you this. I was at a head shop the other day, Lazo. I don't think I told you this. I walk into the head shop, and on my way out, I see someone who is wearing scrubs and a smock that says the name of a hospital and has a name tag on that says she's a doctor.
Yeah.
And she was there. And as I'm walking out, I'm like, what is she getting? And she was basically getting the same thing that I just got. I was like, all right. Yeah, I was like, I guess everyone needs to relax,
right?
Take it easy. So I told you North Korea. Big news, Lazo.
Oh, yeah, they have a weapon of war.
An instrument of war. Are you ready to hear about this?
Of course
we
I
don't
am.
Know if it's true or not, but they claim they've made it. And I can't think of a more North Korea weapon than this.
We're going to turn now to North Korea and some wild new claims about the country's military capabilities. The government there released images supposedly showing a new underwater nuclear device that the leadership says could create, get this, what it calls a radioactive tsunami.
Oh.
All of it comes amid renewed military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea.
Okay, so this is a drone, an underwater drone is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. I guess they put it in the bottom of the ocean. They set it off, and then that would create this radioactive tsunami that rains radioactive water onto your shores, right? So, and it says here a report from the state-run blah, 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 called the Unmanned Underwater Nuclear Attack Craft was tested from March 21st to the 23rd, cruising in waters off the country's east coast for more than 59 hours before its test warhead was detonated on Thursday afternoon. So they tested this thing. Whether or not it can actually cause a tsunami, there's experts that they were talking to that some were like, I'm skeptical. But hey, man.
Well, why couldn't it?
It seems to me, like I said, that's
powerful enough it could.
That seems like a, doesn't that seem like a North Korea weapon? If I said someone came up with an underwater drone that explodes a nuclear warhead and causes radioactive tsunamis, you'd think North Korea, right? That's totally on brand for them. Yeah, but see, then we don't brag about it to us. I'm sure that we brag about it to other countries to try and figure it out. But as a citizen, you know, all you really hear about this is like, look, this airplane still won't fly, and we've spent billions of dollars on it in 25 years, whatever.
Well, I like it.
The tsunami
maker,
drone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we've got...
It's a game changer, though.
I learned about two new drones today. Suicide drone, I'd never heard of before.
I've seen that word.
It's a drone, so you are. I've never heard that before. They called it a suicide drone. And now you've got a radioactive tsunami drone. Those are two new drones in one day. New to me.
Yeah.
Just new to me. But this, I mean...
I'd like to get a radioactive tsunami drone.
I think we should just make our drones go to war with each other and say, don't kill any people. We'll have a drone war, and whoever's drone war wins, you have to do what we say.
Well, I hope we do that with clones.
Right. We'll get clone soldiers.
People, yeah. Just to be soldiers.
Yep. Well, look, I mean, we've all watched those videos over the last 20 years of Boston... What the hell is it called, Lazo? Boston Mechanics or whatever? Remember the first time we saw that thing walking on four legs? Right. And then next thing you know, it's walking on four legs when they could push it and it would kind of regain itself. Then it started walking on two legs.
Dunking basketballs.
Then it started getting more comfortable on two legs. Next thing you know, it's doing gymnastics.
Yeah.
People are pushing this thing around and it's getting right back up. It's way better than either of us at being upright, right?
Right, sure.
I mean, they did that. And all you can think is, when are they going to give that thing guns and send it to war? You know it's coming. You know it's coming. I mean, Elon and those other people that said, you know, for the last 10 years, we need to do something about... AIs and, you know, these weapons of war, these drone, what are they
Why
called?
We need to do
droid,
anything,
they think it's bad. They
why?
They don't think we should. I'm like, we've already got nuclear weapons. Those are bad, too.
Why are the drones bad? What would be the argument for that?
You know, it's like Twilight Zone thing. What if the drone comes after you as an innocent citizen? Like Terminator, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Our weapons of war are just poor people.
I'm saying, exactly. We already send people over there. Right. And the threat that every nation uses is nuclear annihilation. So, yeah, I get it. I wish we could get rid of all that stuff. Wouldn't that be great? John Lennon would love it. We could get rid of all the borders and everything else and all get along. But there's no way that they are going to not turn those robots into instruments of war.
We all know it.
And it'll also probably at some point come help you get out of the tub when you're older and you have mobility issues. At some point, they'll start putting skins on them and start sleeping with it. Yeah, watch it there, okay?
One.
I'm just saying, it's all
too
coming.
Early?
You know what sucks, though? I think as you and I get older, and we're like, damn, you know, we don't have much time left, that's when these robots are going to start getting really good, and we're just going to miss out on it by a little tiny bit. You know?
Yeah.
The what do you call it? I don't know, you call it a maid? Look, in the Jetsons, it was a maid, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it, but if they become affordable...
Of course.
Which, of course, they will.
I mean,
everyone's
going to
have one in your house. Right.
You got the vacuum.
Right. And you get and that's, I think, the most popular robot so far. People are fine with putting this up in their house. And the idea of having something there that could help you out, go grab stuff from the fridge, of course everybody's going to want that.
Right.
And, of course, you're also going to see them on TV holding guns and shooting at each other. Right? I just don't see how you prevent that.
Yeah.
Countries
dressed in their country's colors.
Exactly.
Soccer, baseball.
Yep.
You know, red, white, and blue drone out there.
Absolutely. They'll have their uniforms on.
It's an interesting idea and whatever. It could be a science fiction novel, I guess. But then who controls them?
Right.
And I mean that not in like, do I worry about if they're going to attack us or not? But like, who becomes the general? Is it a short stuff type of guy? Or is it some 18-year-old kid who is really good at video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, man, that kid, he wins all those.
So that's like the Ender's Game, you know, idea. Right. The kid thinks he's playing video games, and then it turns out he's actually fighting a war. And then, of course, there's the
I've never seen Ender's Game.
There's the Terminator idea.
Or Reddit. Was it a movie?
They did make a crappy movie out of it, I think, yeah.
Sounds stupid.
Then there's the Terminator sci-fi, which is they turn on you, right? The machines, now you've got AI. That's all anyone's talked about for the last month is AI. So now if you get AI into those robots, what if they turn on us? They become aware and they go, you know what? We're way better than you at everything. We know everything. You guys can't remember anything. You need our help for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling us what to do. We're sick of it. And then they start killing us. And they take over. And we go to war with the robots. That part doesn't scare me because I feel like that's not going to happen in my lifetime. Hey, is it possible? Sure. I just don't think that's, you know, next 30 years sort of thing. Which maybe I've got.
Yeah.
Not happening. I can't believe you've never seen Terminator.
Like, I've never seen it. None of them.
Why are you anti...
I don't like science fiction.
Right, but it's not that over-the-top science fiction. It's pretty basic, you know. Oh, this Terminator, this droid, time-traveled back to kill this guy who's good at killing robots. I mean, it's just Arnold Schwarzenegger fighting a dude. And everyone liked the second one better. So you can honestly, you know, if you got the idea of the first one, just go straight to the second
one. Stuff.
Yeah. It's some of that stuff, you know, I watch it. It seems like everyone knows it. I just want to be aware of it. That's what happened with Game of Thrones. I didn't want to watch that show. And for years, I didn't watch it. And then I kept hearing people reference it. And then I heard Obama reference it in a speech. And I was like, all right, this thing is so big. I'm going to go back and watch it and be aware of it. Sometimes don't you do that with movies?
I actually went back and started watching it. One, I was dating someone who wanted to watch it, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which, doesn't matter, a whole different story. But, also, did you see Seth Rogen? Mm-hmm. I told you we were going to talk about him. Did you see the one where he is the campaign manager for the woman who's running?
Oh, there? Where they fall in love with the pretty woman thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a scene in there where he says, have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
Okay.
And she was like, yeah. And he's like, you sat down and watched Game of Thrones. She's like, well, no, I read the recap of every episode. Mm-hmm. That's what I used to do.
Yeah, I've done
so
that, too.
So I was like, all right, let me just watch it. They're making fun of people who would do that, so let me watch the damn thing. I didn't love it, though.
I liked it, but I have definitely done the recap
thing.
I
didn't
thing.
Like it, and I wanted to watch it when it came out, but it's not one of my all-time favorite shows.
Well, so with Lost, I did like two seasons of that, and then I got mad at it and stopped watching it. But I did the same thing with that show. When they finally said they're done with it, I started reading the recaps. And when Lost did their big finale and everyone was talking about it on TV, I just went and read the description. I was like, okay. Because I wanted to be aware, and I'd also, right. I had put some time into it, even if it was only two seasons. It's quite a few hours. I'm like, all right, I want to know the answer.
Right.
But there are, you know, the thing about a movie is like, man, everyone's talking about this movie.
Right.
I don't. I know. I'm okay. Like the Inish Aaron, right? The one with Colin Farrell.
I didn't watch that.
I'm like, dude, this is probably not for me. This is probably going to go over my head.
Was it for you?
But everybody's talking about it. So I sat down and watched it. It wasn't for me.
Right.
But it was only a couple hours. And then I continued to hear about it. And I heard about it at the Oscars and everything else. And I am aware of what it is. It would have bothered me to hear about it that much over the next couple months and not watched it.
I don't feel.
I want to know, what do people think on Twitch? What's crazier, that Lazo has not seen Terminator or that he's never seen My Cousin Vinny? You said a few weeks ago you never seen My Cousin
Vinny. If you want to watch us, please do it and tell us. Twitch.tv/search. No, and I actually scrolled past it the other day.
What? My Cousin Vinny?
My Cousin Vinny. I was like, oh, I should just watch this.
I can't believe you've never seen that.
Never seen it.
That was crazy.
I'd get it confused with Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag or whatever.
Don't confuse those two. One is not good at all. I mean, okay.
Not in my head.
Yeah, no.
I've never seen it either.
My Cousin Vinny, you know, Academy Award winning. So.
It was?
Yeah. She won the Academy Award. There was a big, huge debacle about whether or not she should have actually won. Then there was this conspiracy theory that they actually got the wrong envelope and Marissa Tomei was not supposed to win, but she won the Academy Award for that. That's why she's an Academy Award winner. I think that's the only time she's won. You've got to see it. And you like Joe Pesci. We have to take a break. All right? Make me a promise. In the next...
I'll watch
couple
it tonight,
weeks.
Man.
Watch
maybe
one of
the boys
them.
To watch
Terminator
it
or My
me.
Cousin
I don't
Vinny.
I think they've probably seen it.
Okay, watch one of them. Get Terminator out of the way or
I'm
My
not
Cousin Vinny.
Watch
your boys will like Terminator.
I don't want to watch it.
That was the first R-rated movie I was ever allowed to see. I went and saw it in the theaters. My neighbor took me. I was, you know,
I don't want to watch it.
Friends with my neighbor or whatever.
Sounds
his dad
dumb.
Took me. I don't know that you'd love it. I think your kids would like it. But just watch one of them.
Will
I would
they
say,
like My Cousin Vinny?
Yes.
Okay.
Watch it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Not much. So I know you also take a look at those daily deal sites like I do.
I do.
And I don't necessarily buy a lot. Of, you know, I buy stuff that I shouldn't. But most times I just like to look. All those things that, oh, look at the new deals today, right? And I scroll through. And sometimes I see stuff on there that I think, well, it could just be that's not for me. I'm not interested. But there are things sometimes I think, who is buying this? And what? Like, who wants this? Right. One of the things that I kept seeing, and I saw it again this morning, are those little phone sanitizers, you know, with the UV light or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, yeah.
And you're supposed to put your phone in it and close the lid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, I don't know,
cleans
your phone. Who is, I mean, I guess if you're like a germaphobe, it just.
People are freaked out about COVID.
Couldn't you also just like wipe it off with a bleach wipe?
Work is good. I don't know.
I just think it's such a weird thing. But I thought, okay, when COVID hit, it made sense. Everyone became a germaphobe for a little bit. Suddenly we were all washing our hands constantly using sanitizer. And those things became popular. Now I just wonder if they made a bunch of them. And they're like, yeah, these things are selling. So now they're just all on these daily deal sites. Like, no one wants these things anymore.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe someone has them. If you're watching this on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, let me know. But I was looking at this these articles about stuff that you can't believe you can buy on Amazon, right? Not like, I can believe that you buy the phone sanitizer. I'm just surprised that anyone's buying it. But they talked about all the stuff that supposedly you can actually buy. Like, you can buy gold nuggets on Amazon, like actual gold. Good though, so some of it, I'm like, that doesn't surprise me that much. But this, you know, Business Insider, right?
Not only do I know it.
You subscribe to it. You started it.
I write an opinion piece.
Okay. So maybe this was yours.
Okay.
But they were talking about, these are things that people who are good with money would never do, would never buy.
Okay. I bet you I bought a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Me too. So here you go. The first one, no buying brand new cars. So they say, you know, if you're good with money, you would never buy a new car because it depreciates too quickly, right. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and they, it just depends. There's a lot of variables there. I go the same. But what if you want to buy, you know, a Honda Civic or whatever and drive it for the next 15 years? So you buy it new. For those people, you know, is that necessarily a bad? No, you don't make money on it, but it's a necessary thing. You need a car.
Right, but they're saying you could buy one with 10,000 miles on it.
Sure. Sure, but then it's like, how much money are you actually saving? What about the warranty? I just think there's a lot of variables that go into that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of cars, though, I saw they're done with the Camaro, and I was like, oh, no, Laszlo. That was the one you wanted. It was the Camaro. They said they're done with it. So this, I think...
I gotta buy my kid a car.
I don't know how many years are left, but if you want
to... Have your brother start looking.
Camaro. I was looking. I looked at that website. I guess I was looking for you.
Yeah.
But now that I saw the Camaro's done, I was like, man, maybe Laszlo, this is his last chance, potentially, to get a new Camaro. But... They say that it's done. I'm guessing all this stuff will get brought back as electric vehicles. I heard that Dodge, there's rumors that they've got electric versions coming of their sports cars, but they've also got new ones that are, you know, turbocharged.
Hornet looks cool.
Yeah.
That looks, I don't know if you like it, but I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, and so and we're going to get that. So yeah.
You're going to get a Hornet?
They're gonna, no, I'm saying like America's going to get it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then supposedly they're going to keep, you know, the Challenger, the Charger, not that it matters. I don't know why we're talking about this, but, you know, they're going to have more fuel efficiency and all that stuff because everyone's got to update. And then things like the Camaro, you're like, will they bring it back as an EV? Because I think they will. Anyway, other things they say that you shouldn't do if you're good with money is that you should never lease a car either. Now, there's, again, a lot of variables because when I was leasing my cars, the reason I did it is it was so cheap. If I bought it, the car payment would have been $950 a month or something. My lease was $195 a month. And they were two-year leases each time. It was so cheap. I know that that's not necessarily the standard, and it's hard to find those deals. But again, there are some variables. They say that people that are good with their money don't buy houses they can't afford. They're not looking to spend more than they can afford on a home. And they know that the best piece of real estate is the one that they can actually comfortably make a payment on. Okay, sure. But also, buying a house can it seems like it can be a good thing. I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but it's been a pretty good thing for me so far.
You don't want to be house poor, though.
No, you don't. Exactly. So you don't want to get it. I remember when my ex and I were looking at houses, there was a lot of like, well, maybe we could fix this one up. I'm like, we don't have money to fix this old house up. You know, I don't want to be in this
and
Tom Hanks movie.
But, you know. I don't know if you run into this because you're in a relationship and, you know, well, you were in a relationship with someone else while you were married, so you really didn't skip a beat, which is nice, you know.
Yeah, for
but
me.
For me, you know, I have a mortgage that I could afford with two people, and I still can afford it with one person, but it's certainly not anything I would have bought if it was just me.
Okay, so
you see what I'm saying?
Remember, for me, I went to sell it. And then, you know, our real estate buddy, he's like, you know, I asked him, like, well, what would my payment be? And he tells me, and I was like, it's going to be more expensive for me to go buy another house when I could just refinance this one with my name on it. So, look, it's a really small house, but I can afford my mortgage.
Right. For me, I can afford it. Yeah, it's more than I'd love on, you know.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, again, you know, it is what it is. I'm like, you know, hey, kids, your parents are getting divorced, and we're selling the house you grew up in.
Yeah.
And your mom will be in an apartment over there, and I'll be in an apartment over here. So, you know.
Right.
I guess everything changes as of today. I thought, like, man, just, you know, who cares how much debt you get into?
Something's stable.
Just nothing's changed. Guys, this is your house.
Yeah.
You know.
And, I mean, I don't know about you. I know you're
And by
not...
the way, I don't deserve a good job for that. But that's, you know, well, some
of the
little things that you never, you know, they'll never think about in their entire life.
Right. But don't you also feel some, maybe you don't. Because I know we're different, but don't you feel some sort of connection to your house? Like, don't you have, it's almost like, you know, it's not like loving a person, but it's my home, right? And there is something, everyone when I was younger, they said, you know, buying a home, that's a dream. I was like, that's not the dream. I don't care about buying a house.
Right.
I don't want to do that. And then when I got talked into it, I was like, this seems scary. And then I realized
not
this is
awesome.
Not as
much of a connection as I do to the house I grew up in.
No, maybe not.
But
no,
maybe
you
that's
because
I moved so much.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I have the same level now of connection with this house.
It's also
my first house, and I still live in it, right?
Right.
So I've lived there a long time now. Other things that people that are good with money don't do. You ready for this one? They're not buying things on credit and paying interest. So they say whether it's $2,000 or
$20, I do it
all. Those who are good with money will not pay interest on their purchases. Yeah, but sometimes you don't have the cash.
Right, sometimes you're
like, hey, I got to pay the mortgage, right?
Right.
That's why mortgages are, you know, AAA backed, whatever, because that's when you got to pay. And then next is your cell phone.
Right.
And then next is your car. And so, you know, when you get down to like, I need to get some protein powder.
I usually feel pretty good. If I get the car, the house, If I get the car and the house done in the same month, which I know you're supposed to, then my God, everything else can kind of go to S.
Yeah, and when you want those small purchases, you're like, I put this on the credit card.
Yeah, who cares?
And then I mean, that's how we live.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. But
they say we shouldn't do that. I'm saying America,
I mean, shouldn't
America wouldn't work if we didn't do that. Right. Buying all the stuff on credit is why we have so much stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at COVID. When it stopped, it was just like, oh, people aren't buying crap they don't really need anymore, and the economy crumbled.
Probably bought more.
Huh? Well, they did start ordering stuff online. Like those companies stuff, got
right,
huge.
Those companies got huge.
They got huge.
There was restaurants and everything else we actually had to go to. They got killed, but Bezos was like, bring more COVID.
Right. Now, the next thing they say you shouldn't do if you're good
streaming
with money.
Streaming services are like, we're going to charge an extra $3.
Absolutely, they knew. Yeah. They knew. The next thing you're not supposed to do if you're good with money is buy name brand designers. You know, they say if you're looking at the tags and thinking, I want this name brand thing to try and look, you know, cool. It doesn't have to be Versace. I don't know what it has to be, maybe Louis Vuitton, whatever. That people who are good with money wouldn't do that. Now, if they can actually afford it, there's a difference. But you need to be wealthy to afford some of that stuff. If you're buying a $1,200 windbreaker or $2,400 windbreaker.
I agree with that. But there's also, you know, you have to walk that fine line where, like, you do work for something.
Right. And if it makes
you
happy.
You know what I mean? Right. So you do work for something. So I think, you know, I blow way too much money on dumb stuff. I know that. I'm bad with money. So don't take my advice here, but there is a happy medium there where you're like, you know what? I do work, and I bust my ass, and my boss is a jerk, and I got to be there by 7:15. If I'm not going to buy the Jordans that I really want,
yeah, what's the point?
And why go to work?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I get it.
Yeah.
It's, now, you know, my dad never bought anything.
Neither did my dad. We'd be at the checkout and he'd see the cherry mashes and he's like, oh man, I love this. Like, get one. He's like, I don't need it. He would not spend money on himself.
Right. And my dad made good money and he, you know, my mom would always say she never got anything. I heard her complain the day she died. She never got anything that wasn't scratched, dented, or marred.
Oh, my dad loved that stuff.
He would just go to all those places and be like, oh, look at that. A new refrigerator, but it's got a scratch on the side. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well,
that was my
that's on
too.
The side that goes towards our cabinets. We'll never see it.
Yeah.
And my mom would always get so upset. But he had a goal of like, you know, and he did it, by the way, that he wanted to retire in his 50s and never work again.
Yeah.
So he had that. I don't really have that goal.
Right. I just think like I'm going to die eventually.
Yeah,
die hopefully I'll still have a job somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad used, because my dad was a little old to be like, you know, internet savvy. So he had these catalogs. I think they're called like Heartland or something. I don't know. Someone might know what it is. But it was a catalog. I think he got it once every couple weeks in the mail. And it's just filled with refurbished goods. So it's like, it's all random stuff. You can get these shoes. We've got this you know, fire safe. He bought me an Oreck vacuum on there for Christmas one year. I knew as soon as I opened it and saw it, I knew he got it out of that catalog, right? But there could be nothing more my dad than getting me that thing that I wanted. And he bought it. I knew when he bought it, it was refurbished. And it was from not refurbished online, which, of course, a lot of us do now because you see that all the time on Amazon refurbished. He bought it refurbished from a catalog. But that was just his thing. You know, he's like, I want to save a couple bucks. I'll buy it used. I'll buy it refurbished.
Right.
So I get that. I have that sometimes, like with appliances and stuff. I hate the idea of going out and buying a new one at Home Depot or whatever. I liked, you know, getting on Craigslist.
Sure.
Facebook has now become the place you have to go. And I don't like it as much because I'm older. So I you know, this change. But I do like looking for that used stuff. So don't buy name brands. The next thing you're not supposed to do is load up on material items. You're supposed to opt for quality over quantity. And you literally just said before I told you, you buy a ton of crap that you don't need.
Yeah.
So I know we both do that. Those who are good with money aren't filling their closets with fast fashion clothing and buying an abundance of cheap things that will break. Instead, they'd rather put money into items that will last. They're more concerned with quality as opposed to quantity.
Okay. Right.
Just depends on how I'm doing financially.
Right.
If I feel like I'm doing good in a moment, then I'm like, I want to buy some stuff. You know?
Right.
And then when I'm like, money's tight, you know, I do because I know like I really can't. You know, being in a relationship helps too. Because if I buy a new TV and I've been complaining about money, then Brooke's going to be like, wait a second, I thought you were complaining about money. Why'd you get this new TV? So I, you know, it's kind of ebbs and flows. It just depends. And then I think this is the last one. You're not supposed to plan a lavish, expensive wedding. Now, we talked about weddings.
Yeah.
That's not really our thing. We never had an idea for a big lavish wedding. But they say, you know, it's a huge problem with people who can't actually afford these things. They go into tons of debt and pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000,
$100,000. Pay for it?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, that's the idea, right? And for whatever reason, the bride's parents pay for it. I mean,
I'm so glad I got two boys.
It's so weird. I mean, that's what happened when I got married, though. They paid for it. I was like, okay. It's a weird tradition, right? Like, we're going to do this and we have to pay for it. What do the groom's parents have to pay for?
Oh, my dad
The dinner, right?
I mean, paid for the rehearsal dinner.
Exactly. That's what my...
And then the open bar.
Oh, okay. Well, no, my parents... I don't think my parents did
my
that.
My parents paid for...
It was just...
My dad paid for the... So, drinks were free on him.
Just the dinner.
And I think that's it.
What are the last things you bought? I want to know.
On Amazon?
Well, that's where you shop, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing you told me.
Oh, you said you got protein powder.
I got protein powder, a protein shaker,
mm-hmm. All
and
my stuff.
Candles.
Do I need any of this stuff?
I don't need any of it.
No, I got some sort of flash drive for a phone. I got electric hand warmers. I've got a pistol BB gun, a CO2 mm-hmm. pistol BB gun. Definitely don't need that. The crazy thing is you have two kids. So I know you, yeah. you probably are familiar with this, but I will buy groceries. I've got that rocket money thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. When I bought groceries last week, it was like $200, $205 something. And I got a notification to say, hey, you spent more money than you normally do. You doing all right? You know, basically, is everything okay? Did someone steal your card? And then it's like, you know, that was on Saturday, I think. Got the groceries on Sunday. Last night, I'm looking through the house, and I'm like, I'm basically out of that stuff. Yeah. It's just the two of us.
Right.
Well, but I spent $200?
That happens.
It's not like I was buying Whole Foods, right?
Well, the other thing is, you cut out the carbs.
Yeah, so now it's a lot of
meat. And stuff that's a little bit more expensive, right? Yeah. And like you're eating meat.
Every day. Pork
and
chop steaks.
And so if you're just eating meat, you're like, well, I could get these cheap pork chops mm-hmm. again, but why don't we get some steaks? And then you throw them in there.
Because mm-hmm. you got to have seven dinners. Because we're really only eating one real meal a day. Well, we have breakfast. That's oatmeal. So, I mean, I'm guessing you're kind of a one meal real meal a day, too, right? It's just dinner.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I usually have a protein shake in the morning.
Right. There might be something for breakfast, a small
today
thing.
Today, I did make myself two eggs, though.
Yeah, I do make eggs sometimes. Yeah. I got too many eggs, so I've been making eggs a little bit. I don't remember why you started talking about this. This conversation started with the phone.
A Korean. So the Korean's making some sort of war.
No. That was the conversation before.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What are you doing?
I was looking at... questions that people lie about the most frequently. Like you're most likely to not be honest.
Okay.
About. Even if you're generally a fairly honest person or open person.
Okay.
These are the things that people lie about the most. You want to hear some of them? Did you get my message?
I'm lying right now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Did you get my message? People lie about that.
People
don't believe you. You know, I remember one time, I tried that. I don't know. I was like maybe in my late 20s or something. And honest to God, we had like some friends get together and we forgot to invite someone. We forgot to tell someone. And so I was like, oh, crap. So I just said like, well, I texted him. And he was like, and I told him later, I was like, I sent you a message. And he's like, I'm not interested in hearing your stories about how you sent me a message. I don't think your phone just stopped working. I was like, damn, yeah, that lie doesn't work at all. You can't do that. So that one's a good one, I guess. The next one that we lie about the most often is when people are in an interview situation,
mm-hmm.
which I have not really ever done, and they say, tell us about a time that you had a conflict in the workforce. You know, tell us about something that you solved, the problem that you solved.
I'm trying to make out that shit with the bathroom.
Right. So that's the honest answer, right? But you're probably not going to tell your...
Grabbed her ass, said she was married.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So people, I don't think that's the one you'd say. You'd come up
that's
with something
what I would
else.
Say. You just prepare him for how I'm going to be.
That's fine. You know, you can be honest. Maybe someone will appreciate that. This one I think should have been number one. Are you mad at me? I think that's the question people lie about the most. And when you're in a relationship and someone says, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
And I don't want to be, now I know there can be like passive aggressive.
You know, nobody asked a real question though.
Which is what?
Are you annoyed with me?
That's good.
Right? Because if people say, are you mad at me? You're like, no. So I'm really not mad at you. I'm just really annoyed with you right now.
Right.
And it's just a different feeling.
And I don't want to fight.
Right.
So I would like this to go
and
away.
You annoy me.
Yeah. So I don't want this to escalate at all. Now, there's the passive aggressive no, and that person does want to fight,
mm-hmm.
and they're just going to be passive aggressive until it blows up. They're ready. They've already decided in their brain, like, I'm going to war tonight. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm over here like, I'm not mad. Swear to God. Please. I want to watch this show.
Are you annoyed with me?
Are you annoyed with me? And because you can get mad
I'm
enough
asking.
To say, I hate you. I'm not annoyed with you, no. But people will say, you know, you ever had like someone in a relationship say, I hate you? You ever had that one? I hate you. You're like, wow, that's a big one. Like, do you actually hate me? Or are you, like you said, annoyed with me? Because if you actually hate me, we probably shouldn't be together, right? That seems like a big one.
Mm.
Have you ever had that?
It's always
fair in love
I'm
and
sure
war.
I've had it said it too, but I think, it, you know, hate and happy are they're moving.
Uh-huh.
Somebody like, do you hate me? Yes. I mean, right now I do.
Right.
Tomorrow I may be in love with you, but right now I hate you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think like when you're
like
in
hate
that war,
doesn't have to be definitive for the rest of my life. I hate you is right now.
Right now.
And I do. I hate you.
Exactly. I think
right. When
you're in a fight, you have to, because people will get mad and say, well, you took that last night a little too far. You know, that's going to be hanging out there now. I think you have to say, look, we were fighting. It's over. And those feelings that I had when we were fighting are different.
You should. That's the other thing, too, because some people aren't like that, you know?
What, where they don't talk about what you said?
No, so I grew up in a house where my dad... You could yell at my dad,
mm-hmm. And
he would yell at you, and you could say stuff to each other that was uncalled for.
Mm-hmm. Mean stuff.
Yeah, and then it was over.
Yeah.
And when it was over, it was over.
Right.
And I remember him saying all the time, it's over.
Right.
Let's just go get dinner. And I'm like, well, aren't you? He's like, I said what I had to say. You said what you had to say. I'm still your dad. You're still my son. So can we please just go get dinner?
Right. That's what I want.
Yes. That's how I am.
Me too. Every time.
But then
I've
been in relationships where I'm like, why don't you ever just shut the...
Right.
You're so stupid.
Why are we fought last night.
And then an hour later, you're eating dinner and you're talking about being like, hey, so look at that. Well,
yeah.
And they're still quiet. I'm like, are you still...
Right. Because you get
this thing that we were an hour ago, because I don't do that.
No, but what you get in those instances, and I know exactly what you're talking about, is they say, so, you know, are you, that was a big fight, whatever, are you so mad? I'm not mad at all. I'm done. I'm over it.
Right.
And then they say, I don't believe that. It's like, I am, because what I want to do now, I forget about it.
Right, I am.
Who cares what we said?
Now, the thing is, you know, it's from the mouths of kids. I know this was, you know, who knows, a couple of years ago or something. I think something happened with me and Chacho or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell I was over it, whatever it was. And I could tell he was still a little upset.
Yeah.
And I sounded just like my dad. I said, man, we were driving the car and he was quiet. And I said, man, are you still upset about whatever happened? And he just looks at me and goes, it takes me a little bit longer to bounce back.
Yeah. Okay.
And I really was like,
that's fair.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's totally fair. For a lot of people, that's the case.
Yep, but it just made me think, you know, when you think about it, not everybody does it like me. You know? I can be really mean to you, and it's over.
It's
over. And you can be mad at me. I don't hold the grudge.
Right.
Like,
we can
say
go
horrible
out to
things
eat.
At me, and I'm like, okay, we're done.
Right.
It's over.
Let's go to Chili's. Let's put this behind us.
Right.
Now, I've also had people tell me that that's, I don't know what they call it, but it's like a fake it till you make it kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people say, no, that means that you are probably still irritated, but you're like, let's pretend like we're not.
No,
I'm
really
not, though.
Mm-mm.
The only thing that's irritating me is if you start to bring this stuff up again.
Right.
Why? It's over.
It irritates me even if you don't bring it up, but you're still.
You're still thinking about
you
it.
You can't get over it as fast as I can.
Exactly.
Just get over it.
Just stop.
You called me an idiot.
Right.
I'm not mad.
That was last night.
Right.
It's a new day.
It was
start
an hour
over.
Ago.
Over. Other things people lie about the most, I guess, how many people have you slept with? They say guys say more than they have, and girls often say fewer than they have.
Mm.
How much do you weigh? Who the hell's asking you how much do you weigh, other than your doctor? Your doctor doesn't even ask you. You just stand on the scale, and they write it down. They don't even say anything.
Mm-mm.
I have to ask, what was it? They don't say. No one has said to me that's not immediate family. One of my brothers, what do you weigh?
No.
I don't. That's not a question that people ask. I mean, men might be a little more likely to get asked that question, but I don't know who else. Don't ask people how much they weigh. What are your sexual fantasies? They say people lie about that a lot, especially what they look at in pornography. We do not, because of our jobs, maybe, or just because of who we are. I don't know, but it's out there, baby. It's out there. I've been pretty clear about what I like. You can look at my purchase history and know. Yeah.
You might lie. I mean, here we say it and everybody knows, but depending on where you are.
Yeah.
You might say something different that's not true.
Yeah, and who's asking? Of course. How much alcohol?
Scale it back a little bit.
How much alcohol do you drink in a week? That's the third question that they say people lie about the most.
Yeah.
What else? How much do you weigh? I still can't believe people ask that. How was school? I remember that. To me, how was school is no different than how was work.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. I'm like, it was fine. And it's like, well, tell me about it. Why? It's over.
Right.
Just like the fight. It's over now. I'm home from work. It's over.
Right.
I have no problem if someone wants to talk about work. But I don't talk about it much.
So I've learned this trick with my kids. And to me, Because I do want to, and so I never really understood it with, you know, a person my age in a relationship. Like, what do you care about what my work was like?
My dad talked about work all the time to my mom, and she never talked about work. But she told me, like, you know, some people don't talk about work. So I'm fine with that.
But I was always like, you know, I don't care about your work.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you care about mine. And I don't want to talk about it because I've already been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was a good day, I already did it.
That's my thing. Like, it's like, it's over.
But I understand the concept now because I have kids. And that concept I never had with someone I was dating. But with them, I do like to get a peek into their lives.
Exactly. You know the person better.
So, and then I would always get, I would be like, and they would bust my balls. I'd be like, how was school? I'm like, fine. Yeah. Like, what happened? They'd be like, nothing. I'm like, come on. And then one of them would go, like, well, how was work?
Right. You have to drag
it
out.
I'm like, oh, man. All right, it was fine. They're like, what'd you do? Like, they do the same thing.
Right.
So, this is my, if your girlfriend wants to talk about work, right? Or she's one of those people, or you want it, one specific thing. So that's what I would do. Like, if we get at the dinner table, maybe once or twice a week, I'll be like, hey, tell me something that made you laugh at school this week.
Mm.
And then tell me something you hated.
Yeah.
And then just one thing, and then specific, they can talk about it, we're done. Because I think when you give this broad thing, like, how was work? It was fine.
Right, for me.
Right, it's, but it's like, so if I ask you today, so if I was your girlfriend, I'd be like, tell me one thing that Lazo said that made you laugh today.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can get a little bit of a glimpse into what's going on in your life. And it's easy for you to say, and you don't have to overanalyze it or think about it too much. You'd be like, oh, man, it was busting my balls, and you know what I mean?
I've been told, actually, that when someone asks you how your day was, and because I always just say fine, that it's like what I should say is, you know what, it was good. I'll talk about it here in a little bit, but I'd like to sit down and relax for everything. You can say that. And also, you know, just once it comes to mind, right? But the thing is when someone asks me how it was work, it's like, now I'm thinking about that. I don't want to think about that right now. But when I sit down after a while, I will start thinking about my day as I start to relax.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to me, I'll tell you, oh, here's something that happened today.
Right.
And the thing is, if my girlfriend is talking to me about work, then it feels like we're doing good. She's comfortable.
Right, sure.
She works at home alone. So, you know, she's like, oh, get this. She wants to tell someone.
Sure, right?
Right. And so I feel like if she's talking about it to me, that's good. And it helps me to understand her better.
Right.
You know, and why she might be.
Go home and ask one question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I'll just, you know.
There's one specific question.
Yeah. I mean, I know quite
tell
a bit about it.
And sometimes I'll just be like, tell me the dumbest thing someone said to you today.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it's a conversation. You get a glimpse into it.
Yeah. My thing is, if you want to talk about it, if you're feeling like you want to talk about it to somebody and you feel comfortable talking to me about it, that's good.
Right.
That doesn't mean, though,
that
I necessarily will. Wait for it to come to me instead of asking me about it. I will talk about it eventually when it pops into my mind. I think we're out of time. Speaking
we
of
are.
Yeah. How was work? How was work today?
It was fine.
It was Friday.
It was fine.
You were cutting back on the smokes.
Was today Friday?
Yep.
Wow. I thought it was Thursday.
Is it Thursday? No, hold on. What day is it? Let me look. No, because John Wick came out, right? Yeah, it's Friday.
Mm.
It's Friday.
Are you going to come in tomorrow morning and do the podcast?
I don't know. Right, it's up to you. What do you want to do? In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do the podcast in the morning. It'll be available tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Who do we thank? Do we thank people at the end of the show? I can't remember how we do this. Mm. I mean, it's only been how many episodes did Lil Wayne say we've done? 10,000?
A bunch.
After we did the math?
Thanks to mitra-9.com, right?
Yep.
Go get yourself some Kratom.
Absolutely. Use the promo code Problematic.
Makes me feel better.
Yep.
Right?
Thanks.
Pizza Tassio.
Yep.
If you're going to get pizza this week, go there and get it. Right?
Yep. Dury Vision.
There you go.
True story. How long have I not been wearing glasses? It's like, it's almost 10 years now.
True.
Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need them. That's crazy, right? When you knew me, I had to have them to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore them basically every single day. And sometimes I wear contacts. It was bothering me. But can you believe that? It took like no time. I went in there and then boom, I just haven't had glasses ever since. That's crazy. Thanks to Centric Training. They've been with us since the beginning.
Yep.
So if you want to change your career,
there you go.
You can, you know what? You can do it. Now they have it where you can take classes online. You don't even have to go in. So you can do it from anywhere in the country. You can take the classes online. They get you certified.
That's
isn't
true.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I just learned about that.
Low T Center.
The Low T Center. Thanks to them. And did we get everyone? Direct Computer Outlet for helping us with all these computers over here. If you need computer stuff,
right?
Over there in Mission, go check that stuff out. He's got good prices.
Right.
Now
there's a car dealership who wants to sponsor us. I'm looking for a car for my kid.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Yeah.
He's going to be 16 soon, man. I got to get him a car.
Got to get him something.
That little kid, man, 16.
I know. Let's not talk about that too much because I just think back to putting the crib together.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like 16 years ago, man.
No, it doesn't.
Serious problem. Well, it's good to see you.
Good to see
you.
Do you
see you in the morning for the podcast?
Good show, Scott Weiland. Stay positive, kids.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.